parents in the San Francisco Unified School District should have received this voicemail by now.
This is a message for SFUSD families and students. You may have concerns that President Trump is calling for increased enforcement of federal immigration laws. We want to assure you that Mr. Trump's executive order does not have any effect on how we respond to our students' rights in San Francisco public schools. There are existing laws that help keep your children safe while at school, regardless of their immigration status, and SFUSD staff will not cooperate with any official seeking information about your child unless they have a court order.
It's a message essentially identifying SFUSD as a sanctuary district. In fact, many school districts throughout the Bay Area already had policies in place to protect undocumented immigrants before President Trump issued his executive order. The Santa Clara Unified School District Board passed a resolution in December reaffirming its campuses as safe zones for families threatened by immigration enforcement or discrimination. The Contra Costa County Office of Education has not taken a formal position. However, it has prepared a post-election toolkit for teachers and families seeking information on such topics as, quote, immigrants' rights under a Trump presidency. And in Marin County, the Office of Education will host a free workshop next Wednesday to provide legal context and resources for immigrant students and their families. Find more information about that and other school district resolutions at kalw.org. Click Crosscurrents. The minds of Bay Area educators were on Washington, D.C. for other reasons this week, namely the narrow confirmation Tuesday of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. Critics decry her lack of experience with public schools, along with her outspoken interest in using public funds to help pay for private education. Supporters appreciate her efforts at education reform, along with her outspoken interest in using public funds to help pay for private education. So, how could the president's radical choice to direct education policy affect Bay Area school districts? San Francisco School's Chief of Staff, Jill Hogendyke, has an idea. She's directed the district's state and federally funded programs. KALW's Ben Trefney spoke with her in the Civic Center. And a note to our audience, KALW's license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District.
For San Francisco Unified and for other school districts, what's the relationship between the Federal Department of Education and, say, this district?
So they're sort of twofold. We get federal resources, and that is a big funding source for us. We receive a little over $60 million of federal resources. And the most recent authorizations of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act have come with provisions around accountability. So how are school districts paying attention to how students are performing and performing across different student groups?
If it's $60 million a year that's federally funded, then what percentage of the overall budget of SFUSD is that about?
It's a little bit less than 10%.
So you've worked with federal programs that are funding SFUSD before. So how closely do you usually watch what's going on at the Department of Education?
Well, it feels like we're watching it a little more closely because these most recent decisions and appointments are coming with a lot of uncertainty. But we do pay attention. One of our largest funding sources is Title I, so we receive that for socioeconomically disadvantaged students. And so it's important for us to know what those resources are and how we're going to be held responsible for ensuring that those students are successful and that we're using those funding sources appropriately.
One thing that I've read in numerous articles about Betsy DeVos, she's done a lot of work toward supporting school choice and also supporting charter schools. And so I wanted to touch on both those things because one thing I read is that there's a thought that Title I money could be redirected towards school choice with the rationale that that would be better for disadvantaged students.
Right. And I'm not going to say that there aren't disadvantaged students in those school contexts, but I think the big question for me is the accountability factor. So Title I dollars that are diverted to private schools or charter schools should still be held to the same standard and accountability measures that our public schools are. So if our right now there's no comparable measure to make a determination whether or not those schools have achievement gaps, if they're attending to students who have differentiated needs, who are English learners. And those are the standards that we're held accountable to. And so I think that's a big concern. If federal dollars are being diverted to those schools, then how are we ensuring that they are reaching the students that need to be reached?
And so for somebody like Betsy DeVos, who's advocated for charter schools, who's advocated for school choice to go to schools, whether it's religious schools or for other kinds of private schools, which all have quite a patchwork of different kinds of curricula, different kinds of focus, whereas SFUSD, within the schools, there are different focuses for ways in which schools teach, but there is kind of an overarching philosophy. Why would it not be good to have more choices the way that Betsy DeVos has argued for and that, you know, we may be on the cusp of?
I don't necessarily know that it's a matter of not having more choices, but like if those schools are going to be sponsored by federal dollars, then what's our responsibility for the students that those dollars were intended to serve? We have a number of students in San Francisco and across the city who come into our schools with a number of challenges that not every student faces. So if they're coming into our schools and they are speaking another language, or they have a learning disability, or they come from a socioeconomically disadvantaged background, we have a responsibility and a commitment to ensure that we're providing additional services to those students so that we can accelerate their learning and help them be successful. If we don't have those measures across private schools, then how would we be able to tell that those students are actually achieving at the same level as their peers? And I think that's the bigger concern.